There's been a lot of discussion about this subject, too, and that is Sonoma County pot business, legalized, I mean. And the Sonoma County Cannabis Program Manager, Tim Ricard, is with us this morning. Hi, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you. And it was last week that news came out about, I guess, our first foray into figuring out how much tax money we were going to get as a result of legalized pot. Can you capsulize that for us?
Sure. At the state level, we received about $2.5 billion that was the amount of cannabis sold statewide, which was about $500 million less than 2017, which was when only medical cannabis was available for sale.
Wow.
So with adult use, it actually went down. A lot of that was due to the closure of a lot of illegal dispensaries.
Illegal dispensaries. And clearly not made up for by the opening of legal dispensaries.
No, the unfortunately, the black market is still very much alive in California.
And that's because there are a lot of growers that don't want to pay taxes, and they've not been paying taxes for so many years. It's a matter of course.
Yes, it's 2018 was definitely a year of transition as we transitioned from a loosely regulated collective model that we had been operating under for about a decade to a commercial model with taxation and legalization. And it's been a bumpy road, both statewide and locally.
I was going to say, how do we compare in Sonoma County to what's happening in the rest of the state?
Well, I think that there are, it's hard to compare up and down the state. Cities have unique challenges that are quite a bit different. They have a lot of challenges with illegal dispensaries, where that has been less of an issue here in Sonoma County. But we are an agricultural community, and we permit both outdoor and mixed light, which is essentially greenhouse cultivation. And not many jurisdictions up and down the state are permitting outdoor and mixed light. So that comes with some unique challenges.
Right, I see. So is there, you know, do you see, even if it's inch by inch, evolution yet in terms of perception and obviously cold hard cash?
Yes, I think we're making headway. Sonoma County has now issued 31 cannabis permits, and we have a number of public hearings scheduled for early 2019, and we're looking to increase that number of permitted operations. And then we'll really get an opportunity to continue to evaluate our ordinance, how we're implementing it locally, and learn a lot from these permitted operations. So we can, you know, permit more and learn how to properly regulate the industry. This is new territory.
Yeah, for everybody.
Yeah,
for everybody. And Tim, what have you found so far as the new dispensaries that have opened? Obviously, you know, there have been some neighborhoods up in arms about it, et cetera, in terms of their locations. But what have you found now that there's been a little bit of time for neighbors to get used to the idea in terms of their response now? Has it changed?
Yes, we do not receive too many code enforcement complaints or general complaints about our dispensaries. In the unincorporated county, we have 5 dispensaries, and all of them have been operating for a number of years, so the comfort level has certainly increased. Where we're continuing to get a lot of code enforcement calls and complaints is with the outdoor cultivation.
Uh-huh, yeah. And mostly, you know, smells and things like that. Is that what are the basis of complaints primarily?
Odor is the top of the list, certainly.
Yeah, well, that kind of makes sense. Are we going to get to the point in Sonoma County anytime soon where you can buy it at a dispensary and smoke it at a dispensary?
That's something that we will certainly be discussing as we look to continue to revise our ordinance. We did some ordinance revisions over the summer that were adopted this fall to better align with state regulations and try and increase some neighborhood compatibility for outdoor cultivation. But as far as the dispensaries, the only major change we made was to allow them to sell adult use instead of just medical.
Mm-hmm, right.
But in 2019, we will be continuing to look at our ordinance up and down, including taking a look at dispensaries and that consumption, on-site consumption, whether that's appropriate here in Sonoma County. But thankfully, we do have some jurisdictions that are allowing that we can take a closer look at and learn from them, San Francisco being a key.
Are we even at the point? It's such a young circumstance for us, as you pointed out. Are you at the point where you can begin to project what might happen, even in terms of the taxation part of all of this, over the coming year or so?
I think revenue is going to continue to fluctuate quite a bit with this industry. We saw some reasonable tax revenue come in 2017, 2018, but that was a lot due to the fact that we had a penalty relief program that allowed longstanding operators to continue to operate while they worked towards getting fully permitted. We had quite a few of those folks not able to meet the benchmarks necessary to show good faith in working to become fully permitted, and so they were no longer able to operate. So our cannabis tax revenue will be smaller this year, but by allowing adult sales of the dispensaries, we hope to recover some of that.
And Tim, do you think that that the business at large, in terms of many of those growers coming out of the woodworks and becoming, legal entities, can that happen in large course without a banking system that supports this business?
Certainly, a banking system would be incredible. It would really allow these operators to operate much more like traditional businesses.
Yeah.
That you could go to the bank and get a loan to make your infrastructure improvements. You could use a bank to pay your employees and have a proper payroll system.
Yeah, and use a debit card.
Yes.
even something as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly, for point of sale.
Yeah.
It is probably one of the major challenges for the continued transition of this industry to a traditional business model, and I'm hoping that there will be some movement at the federal level that will allow us that will allow the industry to have full access to banking, but I don't see it happening in the next couple of years.
Do you think we have to wait until the entire country legalizes marijuana for that to become a reality?
I am not a banking expert, but I think for full banking services, that would likely be the case.
Yeah. Are there any other challenges in terms of the business at large besides, obviously, the restrictions that are there and the banking system and just plain taxes? Are there other issues in play?
Yeah, I think it is, legalization has really thrown the business model of long-time small cultivators upside down. These were, typically very small businesses that operated with fairly low overhead and reasonable profit margins, but with the regulatory requirements both at the local level and then the testing requirements at the state level, along with taxes, that business model doesn't pencil out in the same way. So it's really been a tough transition, and these operators have had to take a hard look at how they operate their business and make some significant changes.
And Tim, is there still such a huge disparity in price, whether you go to a dispenser or you go to somebody you've known for years that grows pot? Is there such a big gap still in that price? Is that why consumers are not climbing on board as we'd hope they would?
I definitely think so. I mean, if a business doesn't have to pay workman's comp for their employees, doesn't have to pay their payroll taxes, doesn't have to pay tax on the product, doesn't have to go through all of the things that the county requires and the state requires, all those things cost money to the grower and therefore increase the price of the product. So if somebody is, say, growing it illegally in their garage, that the ability to sell that product would be much lower. But it's also not a safe product. The product that you will buy at a dispensary has been lab tested. Its quality is known. Its potency is known. And the operator themselves has much more security because they are a legitimate business. If there is any illegal activity or crime threats, they can call the sheriff.
Right.
And he will respond, whereas a black market business, they open themselves up to a much more liability.
And one more question for you before we let you go, and that is the legality and the illegality in terms of crime, because that was certainly the big push against legalizing marijuana. And have you seen any evolution in that part of the equation?
Sure. Well, crime will always be a serious concern until we have a banking system. I think that a permitted operator, they have to work with professional distributors and transporters to remove the product from the cultivation site. It enables those transactions to happen off-site, and that cash is not kept where the cannabis is kept.
Mm-hmm.
So that certainly allows them to really reduce the likelihood of crime at those particular sites. They also have to have a robust security plan that is reviewed by the county and the sheriff to make sure that they are doing everything they can.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Tim. Sorry about that, running up against the clock here. But I'm very happy to have this conversation. I look forward to many more.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
All right. That is Tim Ricard, Sonoma County Cannabis Program Manager. And yeah, it's an evolutionary thing.